Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Idyos or Edyos. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. In the next couple of Mishnayos, we're going to see halachas where Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the Talmidim of Shammai and Hillel, but Shammai himself may have a different opinion. First, a small hakdama. The highest possible form of tumah comes from a mace. A mace spreads tumah in three ways: maga, masa, and oil. Maga means by touching, masa means by carrying. Let's say you're carrying the mace on a bed, although you're not touching it, and oil means to be under the same roof. Sakta Mishnah Vayter, Masechtis, Idyos or Edyos, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. In the next couple of Mishnayos, we're going to see where Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Talmidim of Shammai and Hillel, have a machlaikis, but Shammai himself disagrees with both of them. A mace is metama in three ways: maga, touching the mace; masa, carrying the mace even without directly touching the mace; or oil. There's different kinds of tumas oil, but the standard case is there's a mace under a roof and someone else is standing under the same roof. That's called tumas oil. A kohen can't go to a place where there's a mace under the same roof. That's why a kohen has to be careful. Even if you're driving on a road and there's a tree, which is over a cemetery and over the road, there's a whole shiloh about going underneath that tree. Although the kohen is tummy anyway, we're all considered tumas mace until we're going to have the paraduma, but the kohen cannot add any tumah. Now, what if it's not a whole mace? What if it's just bones? So it depends how much. Beis Shammai say, roiva atzomais, a quarter kav of bones. Minhu atzom spreads tumah through tumas oil, even if they're not from the same person, even if they come from different mason, bei mishnayim, bei mishloisha, whether they're from two different mason or three different mason. But if you add up the amount of bones over here, you have a quarter kav. Someone's under that same roof, becomes tamei through tumas oil. If it's less than that, he would become tamei if he touches it or carries it, although he's carrying it, let's say, without touching it, but he would not become tamei tumas oil. That's what the Beis Hillel disagree with. Beis Hillel loimrim, roiva atzameis min ha-gevia, a quarter kav of bones, taka spread tumah through tumas oil, but only if they come from a single corpse, from one guf, not from different mesim, and even from a single corpse, it has to be mei roiv ha-binyin or mei roiv ha-minyin. The bones of here must come either from the majority of the frame of the skeleton of the person, or if you don't have the majority of the frame of the person, or mei roiv ha-minyin, if you add up the amount of bones and you have most of those bones, that's the only time someone who's under the same roof will become tamei. Shammai disagrees. Shammai Omer afilu me etzem echad. Even a quarter kav that comes from a single bone, it's still going to spread tumah through the oil. So Beis Shammai, we're talking about several bones. Shammai says even one bone, if it's a quarter kav, then it's metamah ba'oil. And again, the whole machlokes is about tumas oil. In regard to touching a bone or carrying it, the person will become tummy even if it's very tiny, even if it's just the shear of a barley corn. So again, Shitas Beis Shammai is, this is only for tumas oil, as long as you have a quarter kav of bones, and it can be even from two or three different mesim. The Beis Hillel say it has to be a quarter kav from one mace, and even then, it's only if you have a majority of the skeleton, let's say, whatever the person's height is, you have the majority of the height, or you have most of his bones. How many bones are there in the human body? 248. So a majority of the bones would mean 125 bones. So either you have most of the skeleton, or you have 125 different bones. Shammai holds, even a quarter kav that comes from a single bone spreads tumah through tumas oil.